V-minus 10. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. All around the McCarthy's living room, silence circled. Tara watched through her fingers while most of the men held a hand covering their mouths in sheer shock and fear. The aliens hadn't just taken Jack. They had healed his injured knee and were seemingly following his orders. Of everything Dan had considered possible, nothing had come close to this. He was sitting sheepishly on the couch next to Tara, still recovering from a debilitating but fortunately brief lightning bolt of pain that had hit when the squadron fleetingly intervened to remove Jack from the basement. Rooster lay at Dan's feet, looking up and clearly worrying about his friend. Emma's words from earlier in the day echoed uncomfortably in Dan's mind, focusing his fears. Jack Neal was a grudge-driven virus, and one which posed a grave threat whenever it was loose. Now that Jack was not just loose, but apparently in command of a hostile alien fleet, the danger he posed was almost unimaginable. Emma, Dan said, breaking the most uncomfortable silence he had known since first learning of Richard Walker's hoax. It's time to call Buenos Aires. I need to tell Godfrey everything. Damn right, Clark chimed in, his eyes glued to the remarkable scenes in Havana. But not just that, you also... I know, Dan interrupted, gulping at the weight of the thought in his mind. I also need to tell Slater I'm almost ready to take back my answer from a few minutes ago, because with Jack in their ears, it might really be time to start thinking about a preemptive strike.